So last night at the evening service, I shared about the tension that exists between looking at the world around us and its brokenness and uncertainty, and comparing that with looking at God's will and purpose for restoring heaven on earth, reconciling all things to himself, which is the picture given at the end of the Bible in Revelation. The end of the Bible is really a new beginning for us all. But what I'd like to build on this morning is the idea of reconciliation, that God is reconciling all things to himself, and that he has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. I love this idea of reconciliation. Us accountants, we love reconciling things, be it bank reconciliations or creditor reconciliations, any account reconciliations. We love to reconcile things. To reconcile is to simply take two different things and bring them together. Be it two sets of account or two sets of data, we just bring them together in agreement. We do this by determining what separates them. So if I have my bank balance according to my business's accounting records, I will reconcile this to what the bank itself shows my balance has. And if there is a difference between the two, we will determine what we call the reconciling item, so that we can determine that we can end up with them in agreement. In my experience, both as an auditor and a financial manager, we have some simple, very easy to do reconciliations with little differences and easy to find reconciling items. But we also have more complex reconciliations to do with greater differences and more difficult to find reconciling items. But regardless of how great the difference between the two, the reconciliation process remains the same, and we find what we call the reconciling item. Reconciliation does not only occur with financial information, but can occur in any area of life. The greatest need for reconciliation in our lives is between ourselves and God. God is perfect and we are made in his image, but all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. There is a great difference between the righteousness of God and that of ourselves, that being our sin and rebellion against God. In order to bring the two together, God and ourselves, we need to find the reconciling item. And quite simply, this difference is too great for us to reconcile on our own. What then could be done to reconcile this great difference between God and ourselves? Colossians 1 from verse 19 to 20 says, "For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in Jesus, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross." That great reconciling item to bring together God and ourselves is Jesus Christ. No matter how big the difference, no matter how great the distance needing to be reconciled, Jesus is the ultimate reconciliation between us and God. What a beautiful gift that though we were once far off, we have been brought near by the blood of Christ. This wonderful will and purpose of God to reconcile to himself all things in Jesus. This is God's gift of grace to us. And when we receive a gift, we ought to respond appropriately. And what does an appropriate response look like to this unmatched gift of grace? 2 Corinthians 5 reads, "For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." Not only has God reconciled us to himself through Christ, but he has entrusted us with his message of reconciliation. We are Christ's ambassadors, through whom God makes his appeal to the world to be reconciled to him. It is the greatest privilege on earth to be Christ's ambassadors, working out God's ministry of reconciliation, reconciling all things to himself. So how do we carry about this ministry of reconciliation? How is God's appeal to reconcile the world to himself in Christ made through us? There is a passage in Ephesians that I believe helps us to answer this question. Ephesians 2 from verse 14 says, "For Christ himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by setting aside in his flesh the law with its commands and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of the two, speaking of the difference between Jew and Gentile, thus making peace, and in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. This passage goes on to say that, consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of his household, built on Christ the cornerstone. In Christ, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord, in which God lives by his Spirit. What this tells me is that we have been given a great ministry to reconcile the division that exists between ourselves and our fellow man, and between our fellow man and God. The scripture tells us that Christ has broken down the differences that have divided us along cultural, racial, gender, economic, or any other lines. Christ has created in himself one new humanity by putting to death the hostility that exists between us through the cross, thus making peace. Our response to God's great gift of reconciling us to him through Christ is that we carry that reconciliation to the world to fulfill his purpose of reconciling the whole world and all things to himself. In fact, Jesus said, if you bring your gift to the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and first go be reconciled to your brother, then come offer your gift. That is to say, before you even bring praise and worship and offering at the altar, coming to church and worship to God, first go be reconciled to your fellow man. What a wonderful ministry we have. This week, may we consider what areas in our lives require reconciliation with God, which is freely offered in Christ. Let us consider others in our lives who need to know that God is reconciling himself to them through Christ, having made peace with them through the cross. Let us contemplate which relationships in our lives require reconciliation, with the hostility existing between us put to death on the cross, thus making peace. Let us consider the divisions in our society and how we may bring about that one new humanity that Christ has made in himself. Let us be mindful of those who are treated as foreigners and strangers and ask ourselves how we can instead treat them as fellow citizens of God's people, members of his household, built on Christ the cornerstone. Let us also consider how we are all joined together in Christ, rising up as one holy temple in the Lord, with God's one Spirit living in us all. My prayer is that we would know that God has made peace with us through Christ's blood shed on the cross, and that we are therefore reconciled to God, that we would be emboldened to be Christ's ambassadors for God, knowing that he is making his appeal through us to reconcile all things to him, and that we will consider how Christ has broken down the dividing wall of hostility that exists between us and our fellow man, so that we may work out that one new humanity in Christ. Let us pray this week as we head into our days. Father, we thank you that though we were far off from you because of our sins and transgressions, in your great love for us and your rich mercy, you have reconciled us to yourself in Christ, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross, not counting our sins against us. We thank you that your purpose is to reconcile the whole world to yourself through Christ. And we thank you that you have given us this ministry of reconciliation. We pray that you will grant us the boldness and courage, the humility and love to be your ambassadors in making your appeal through us, that all things be reconciled to God. Help us, Father, to love others above ourselves, making peace with our fellow man through the cross, that we may be that one new humanity created in Christ. We ask this in the beautiful name of Jesus. Amen.